This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
Yeah. It's frickin' radio. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Made you scary, Brendan. Oh, nice. Look. Look what the doorknob just did.
Oh, I don't think he did that.
Yes, he did. He just grabbed it and ripped it right out of
the... Why is it smoking? That's not good.
Why is it smoking?
Is that just dust?
It's supposed to screw on.
Okay, now it doesn't even work. Thank you very much.
Brandon.
This thing doesn't work.
By the way, this is SDORC Dirt Radio, and that just goes to show you how the day's going. Will you stop that? Put it back in there. Stuff it back in the hole.
Here, I'm going to pass over your mic and take mic four.
If you excuse want me, Audrey.
And I'll go fix it.
No, so, yeah, there you go. You got. Well, make sure that there are threads. Try to get the threads working. Okay, there folks, this is the radio repair show, and we're going to show you how you can repair radio microphones. But Scoonies Side by Side in El Cajon is a great sponsor for the show. I've taken my little hot rod over there, and he's put new belts on it, did all kinds of cool stuff, and I'm loving life. Now, if I get my van back, I'll be able to take it out someplace. But right now, my van is not blowing cold air, and I ain't going nowhere without that. But Scoonies is absolutely the bomb. They're right off El Cajon on Greenfield. Check these guys out. They can do anything and everything you need. And if you ever have a mishap, crash one, he's got inch. Oh, my
Don't
God.
Ignore me.
What
do
are
your
you
ad read.
Doing? Look at
do
you.
Do your ad read.
Yeah, do your
ad. Let me go to the cable.
That's fine.
No, you got to disconnect it.
Fine, I will.
Oh, oops. And you notice it just pulled right out.
Yeah, I didn't even have to twist it.
Folks,
I wish we were on
YouTube. This is absolutely great. His wife would see this picture and say, okay, we're done. We got to start calling repairmen because there's no way this guy could pour water out of a boot with the instructions on the heel.
What sane is that one?
I never
know.
Heard that
sane.
You
pour water
out
of a boot with the instructions on a heel. I've never heard that
That's
one.
Okay, but
one.
Think about it.
That's,
if you can't pour water out of the boot and the instructions are on the heel, then we've got a problem.
I mean, that's a good one, but I've never even heard that one. Where is that one from?
All right, hold on a second. We have a 38-page itinerary from Ed.
Oh, good. That's good.
Let's take a look at this. What does it say here? Nothing. Mayor Bill Wells. What's Bill Wells doing?
El Cajon mayor.
He's running for Congress.
Well, he's also endorsing SDORC. Thank you very much, Dave Stahl.
SDORC's endorsing
the other way.
Bill Wells.
SDORC is endorsing.
But I told him how important it was for him to support SDORC.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, because I told him, you know, all those off-road shops and motorcycle shops, turn them into homeless centers. Because if you don't get off the stick and start supporting our desert and our off-road community, guess what? So what do you want?
They're going to be empty.
What's on the air? What are you talking about today?
Empty shop. I can't even hear myself talking in this.
Because you don't have... Oh, because I probably turned you down intentionally.
Hold
on a second.
Your headphones?
Yeah. Which ones are you?
Because I can hear you just fine.
I can
hear
you.
Yeah, that one's me.
That one's you?
You can hear me fine?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, watch this.
I can't hear you guys.
Oh.
Oh, there... Whoa. Easy talking.
Okay, you owe me a dollar. You told me to do it. If I did it, you owed me a dollar.
That was the wink.
Oh, was that the wink?
That was the wink.
Oh, you guys. Always ganging up on me.
Well, somebody's got to.
Yeah, we always have problems out in the off-road world. People trying to reduce our rights. So we found a couple of people running for office who like off-roading. And should they get elected, they will help our cause. So
who are they?
El Cajon's Mayor Bill Wells is running for Congress. He's going after Sarah Jacobs' seat. I think it's a 79th District?
I'm not sure.
Anyway, it's San Diego City and some county, El Cajon and San Diego. So he's running for Congress, and he's a great guy. You know, he came to speak at our meeting,
right.
And I didn't know him. I didn't know was or what he did, or I've never spoken to him. And boy, what a nice guy. What a smart guy. He has 30 years of work in emergency room he's a PhD in mental health. And if you want to try to solve homeless problems, because you see a lot of homeless people around, this guy really understands what's going on and how to work on that. Just a nice guy. Just a really nice guy. I was very impressed with him. A very smart gentleman. And I think he would do great things for us. And that's
your endorsement.
Yeah, well, our group voted to endorse him. So we formally...
I think San Diego County Gun Owners endorsed him too, but I'll find out at the end of the day.
I wouldn't be surprised. And another good friend of ours, Andrew Hayes, is running for state assembly, and we voted to endorse him also.
Good.
So Andrew Hayes, when he was in high school...
Get him to call in.
That's a great idea. Started coming to our meetings, representing Joel Anderson.
Yeah. Who's the president?
Yeah, some guy out there.
Okay, you have another job, Audrey.
No, I don't.
Yeah, now you're PR.
No, I don't.
Why don't you just do that instead of events?
You
would do
not...
so well on PR just because you're a PR kind of girl.
I've been doing all of it for a very
long
time.
Well, no, but stop the PR.
So I'm not going to be doing any of it anymore.
None of it now?
I'm really trying not to. I'm trying to handle the back paperwork and handle the agency stuff, and aside from scheduling and handling with agencies and work with agencies.
Which, folks, this is a cry for help. Okay, if you care one iota about going to the desert, going to the hills, going to the mountains, going to the desert, wherever you want to go, you need to contact SDORC and volunteer your services, because we've got people in the top echelon of SDORC that have been rode hard, put away wet, and there are times when they start to just say, you know, I got to take a break. Which is fine, and they're entitled to a break. But we need people to step up. So if you have some extra hours that you can help out, come to the meeting not next week.
Well, it was just this last week. So our next one's going to be our board meeting's last Lost Lizard committee meeting, and I think that's going to be the third Tuesday of the month.
Lost Lizard meeting this Tuesday.
It's this Tuesday?
Yes.
So
In 2 days.
Okay. So I'm just saying, folks, because what's going to happen, and there's nothing I hate worse when people say, what do you mean it's not, they're not doing it anymore? Well, because no one was there to help. You can't expect one person to do it all. And I'm not saying Audrey is a one-man band, but she does take on probably way more than she needs to.
Yeah.
And we just need more help. If we had a ton of people, then we could rotate people. Yeah. And it wouldn't be a problem. More than one person should know how to put on an event. More than one person should know how to do permits. More than one person should go out into the community and talk about SDORC. There's got to be more than one person. I'm not saying it's all Audrey.
No, there's a good seven or eight of us.
But seven or eight, and that's it?
Yes. That's it. That do the majority of everything for our club.
And if you do let it dwindle away, I don't want to hear anything.
Yeah. Unfortunately, what Dave is referring to is I myself made a big announcement a month ago at the San Diego Off-Road Coalition where I really do need to step back. In the last month, I've lost some really important family members, some really important people to me. It's been a very difficult time. And so I'm going to choose to put family first. SDORC, San Diego Off-Road Coalition, we know about these events. We know about expos. We know about races. They book races a year in advance sometimes. So, you know, expos an event 6 months in advance. I commit to these things 6 months into advance, and then I miss very important family barbecues and family dinners and such. So I am deciding to step back and allow other people to step up and become bright stars, like everybody refers to me as. And so we really need a new bright star to step up and start promoting.
We need five.
Yes.
We need six. Yes. We need 10.
We need 10.
We need 20.
A dozen would be great. Yes. Absolutely.
And I got to tell you, if we could do that, and I personally, I would be on a recruitment drive in the worst way right now. Because you'll be surprised when you mention to somebody, hey, is there any chance you could help out? Oh, yeah, sure. All you had to do is ask.
Yeah.
Which is stupid. But unfortunately, that's the way life is. So I'm just saying, you know, if you're that type of a person, you like organizations, you like putting on events, you like helping out, if you like parking cars, if you like barbecuing, whatever it is, we don't care. We just need people to take the load off of the topper echelon. Folks.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back.
It's my show. You're already burned out.
I'm sad, but I'm not sad. I'm happy because I'm going to be putting family first, but, you know, it's going to be a big life change.
I got it. Yeah. You'll be back in 20 minutes. This is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey folks, welcome to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Who's the next sponsor?
Right now should be Ed Hansen Mufflers, and it should be, who's on this one? This one is Ed Hansen, and this one is Crystal Clear Detailing. Clear Detailing and Ed Hansen Mufflers.
I don't have either one. So tell us about Ed Hansen.
Ed Hansen has two locations to check out for you. One in Spring Valley. I think the other one's in Santee. They are muffler shop, but they do everything. I would check them out and follow them on Instagram. Barcelona Street in Spring Valley is their main store. He's a huge supporter of the off-road community. He does classic cars, any type of car. Really just
does
gorgeous
a phenomenal
work.
Job.
Phenomenal
man.
Work.
Custom
yeah.
work?
Oh, yeah. Lots of custom work. They did this custom one.
Car
on
show quality. Let's
oh,
just
God. The
that
F-100
way.
That they did like two weeks ago. Oh, my gosh. Ryan Ogden, the owner, and his wife, Jessica, they're absolutely amazing. I love them very much. Go ahead and support Ed Hansen's Mufflers. They're a big supporter of the Off-Road Coalition, everything that we do.
Coolio. So, what's got anything?
So, you know, there is a big election in November of 2024. It seems like it's far away, but a couple of people are running for it. We mentioned Mayor Bill Wells is running for Congress, and he's going up against Sarah Jacobs, who's maybe not very experienced in life. She's in her 30s. And we're also endorsing Andrew Hayes, who used to come to SDRC meetings as a high school student, was an intern for Joel Anderson. He stayed with Joel as he went through college, became a staff when he graduated college, and he's been helping Joel Anderson ever since Joel termed out, went over to Brian Jones' office, and now he's running for state assembly. He is endorsed by San Diego County Republican Party, and he has about 100 endorsements. So San Diego Off-Road Coalition is endorsing him. Now, funny thing, you know, a week ago, I went up to Sacramento for the ROV Safety Summit and Off-Highway Vehicle Commission meeting, and I was on the first flight, 6:30 flight in the morning, Thursday morning, and I'm sitting there waiting, and who walks up but Andrew Hayes. Andrew's going up to Sacramento to do some fundraising. So we sat together on the flight and compared notes and had a nice conversation. That was really pretty cool. He's a good guy. So I'm happy that we're endorsing these two great candidates. I really hope they can prevail and help us in their future. So yesterday I went out to Corral Canyon with a young guy, Asher, to go dirt bike riding. Now, we got a grant from Yamaha to pay for the hay bales. I don't know how many. Did you say 300?
380 were how many that I ordered. 20 of them went to the other location or to basically just around the campground area. 360 went to the kids' training track, and we have there's a infinity circle, basically. It's kind of, I don't know, like a weird butterfly.
Like a little,
it's like a weird butterfly is what
it's
it
like
looks
like. Track with two wings.
Are they all in place?
Yeah, all 360. We installed them back in December, and then got the grant from Yamaha in May. Mm.
In the grant request, I told Yamaha that if we get approved, we would love to get some hay bale covers that say Yamaha to put on some of the hay bales. And so a week ago, I got a big box delivered that had a bunch of vinyl hay bale covers. Half of them were blue that say Yamaha, and the other half were white that say Yamaha Access Grant.
Outdoor Access Initiative.
Thank you, Audrey.
Yes.
That's what they say.
Yes.
And so Asher and I went and we spread them out around the track, put them on the hay bales, and then we went riding. We did the Espinosa Trail. I wanted to see how what trimming it needs.
Oh, God, there's at least 2 miles of straight trimming.
It needs trimming, but it's not, like, that bad. Like,
okay, you were on a dirt bike, honey. If you take a Jeep through there, yeah, no.
You'll get a few scratches.
It's really bad. There's 2 miles where you will straight just get nothing.
Well, all
you
got to do is just get a couple small electric chainsaws with batteries. And just
yeah, that's what my husband had. That's why I was really bummed because he had it and I didn't have it. Uh-huh. And he did Broncos Peak when we did the trail trimming. And what was that, March? We went out and did trail trimming in March and our trail maintenance days. It was May.
You know what we could do?
In May, I didn't have that. So.
I got an advertiser. Well, not really an advertiser. He sends me lots of stuff. And it's called Works. WORX.
Okay.
And if one of you, well, you, no, you're done. Ed, if you send me a proposal on San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio or just Off-Road Coalition stationery. And then say, dear, I'll script it for you. And maybe they'll donate a handful of electric chainsaws.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
Dude, these things, the battery packs on them are, half the stuff I have in my house now works and it's all electric. And, you know, even my wife, because she doesn't like heavy equipment, she loves this stuff. And they've got a little guy, he's handheld.
Yeah.
Handheld. You could just ride along going, yink, 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 yink.
That's what my husband did. He said he just stuck his hand out.
Yeah, just started whacking away.
And just went, rah, 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 rah.
But I'm happy to reach out to Works and see if they'll donate him, you know, for the cause.
Well, we definitely need him. We need to schedule another Corral Canyon trail maintenance days. That's for sure. We didn't get nearly as many of the trails done that need to get done. My husband just actually went out 2 weeks ago as well, I believe, maybe 3 weeks ago. And I think they did Gunslinger, and he said Gunslinger needs to be trimmed back as well. So there are there's a couple of trails out there that we need to get back out. And
so
finish.
This is where we need more people. Let's come out and have some fun. Let's drive out to the desert. Let's enjoy the territory. It's a little on the warm side. Just bring lots of water for, you know, rehydration. But yeah, this is a good time to do it when no one's out there screaming up and down the trails.
It isn't because it's warm. And even if you get out there early, it's so hot by 9 or 10 in the morning out there.
Well, even if you spent the night, get there at 8 or 9 at night, camp out.
Yeah.
Get up in the morning, whack it away, and then go home.
That's actually one of my favorite things to do is we go out and we do
spend the night.
Well, we have night runs out there are actually amazing. We should do a moonlight night run.
Well, you have to wait till the moon comes out.
I know. That
sounds like fun.
And then next month, and you're going to be gone on your Transamerica Trail, and then we're going to be up in Northern California.
Wait a minute. What am I doing?
Hopefully covering radio.
Is there anybody going to come in and play with me?
I'm going to work on seeing if I can get that schedule.
Or shall I just get Brittany?
I'm going to work and see if I can get anybody. I'm going to invite out Bent Motorsports, Clean Desert, and a couple of others.
What about What's-Her-Face? I bought her a set of headphones.
I'm not sure what Coley's up to. Where Who? She's at. Nicole?
Yeah, you think we got to reach out to her.
Coley's been up to.
She has her own headphones.
I think she's going back to school, so I think she's working on her classroom. By that, I mean she's a teacher now, and she has a full-time teaching position, so I think she's actually getting ready for her classroom to start.
Well, I can do anything. All you got to do is just give me, heads up. I can get people. I'll get Brian Jones to get his little happy butt in here.
Yeah, that would be awesome if we can get him in here.
I think they're home.
They're not doing nothing. They're not doing nothing.
Yeah, I think they're off this month.
They're not even doing nothing when they're doing something.
Well,
isn't that the truth?
He can come in.
I'm not going to comment on that. I think they do stuff, but it's okay. I think they're home right now.
I mean, bring Brian Wells in, or Bill Wells in, if nothing else. Bring in what's that company you work for?
South Coast RV. Chris would love to come in. Chris would be great to cover a Sunday. He has a lot to talk about.
In fact, how many advertisers? I'll get Lifestyle Garage to come in and co-host.
Yeah, I was going to offer it to Tony as well.
We should offer Lifestyle 1 week.
Yeah.
We should offer S&S another week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously, come in and co-host.
If we actually got Sherry to come in and do a Sherry's turn on here and just talk nothing but Sherry's turn, oh my gosh. I love her article, Sherry's Turn, each month her opinion.
So let's, what you got to do, okay, what are you shaking your, don't be doing your next cut. But you got to
come. She likes Sherry's turn.
Well, we don't care what you like. Okay.
We do.
Because you're just the president. So what we need to do is, here's what you guys need to do today and tomorrow. You're going to be gone these dates. You're going to be gone these dates. And then what you need to do is plug in hosts. And this is a golden opportunity to give back Wayne Miller Tire. This is a golden opportunity to just say, look.
What are we going to do, Tierra del Sol?
Whatever, but come in with Dave. Come in with Dave and sit for an hour.
Yeah.
It's not going to hurt.
Yeah.
I'll make it so enjoyable. And this is a good give back to your advertisers that have helped you all this time.
Yes.
Ed doesn't like any of it. I can tell. So you're just going to have to cancel.
Notes.
No, just cancel your trip.
Oh, he needs to go on a trip. He hasn't gone on a trip in a while.
He can ride to Imperial Beach and back and get the same excitement.
No.
Sure he can if he rides off-road.
I do that drive every day.
I haven't been off of work when I had 2 weeks off. Before my 2 weeks of retirement, I hadn't had more than one week healthy off in 24 years.
And now they called you back. And they called him back.
Just so you know, I take at least 3 weeks a year off of work where we just take off for a week. At least 3 weeks a year where I just take off. And I don't care if I'm getting paid for it or not. Right. For my mental sanity and for you to want me to stay here and for me to want you to
I'm
want
okay
to
with
me.
You work. I'm okay with you taking breaks. I'm just talking about me. I'm not trying to say anything about you.
No.
I'm sitting
there. There's just no way I could not.
52 weeks out of the year and never takes a day off.
Oh, you can't say you don't take a day off.
When?
You may be here on Sundays.
Well, that's it.
But you go during the week and you take off all week long.
I don't go anywhere.
And you come, Mr. drives cross country once a month, goes to Alaska,
But I'm saying is, but I don't, but I get everything done.
You do.
All right, we're going to take a quick break.
I was going to mention, too, there was that one time you were traveling across the country. You weren't going to make it, so Audrey had to fill in for 3 hours.
Audrey, that's right. I did three hours.
That was one time. I've been with you for 4 years. So,
one time. And Brittany took care of some time.
2 hours.
But Audrey was the queen because she took on, 3 hours?
I did 3 hours for you.
And Audrey said, three hours. I can't do 3 hours. I can do an hour. I can't do 3 hours. Oh, my Lord. Let's take a quick break. You're listening to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
right, folks, welcome to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment's brought to you by S&S Off-Road Magazine. If you dove into the off-road community and you want to have fun and keep up to date, S&SORMAG.com is the best way to do it. It used to be a handheld magazine. Now it's online, more pages, more information, more content, classifieds, opinion segments in there by Ed Stoven. But It's really, what, you're not doing that?
Yeah, of course I am.
Well, be quiet. What, is he the president or something?
I said, uh-huh.
No, uh-huhs. You don't pay for uh-huhs. No, you can't do uh-huhs. You can do the answer, but you can't do uh-huh. But no, seriously, in all seriousness, S&S, they've been doing this since the 80s. They've done training. The whole family they eat, sleep, and drink off-road. And trust me, if you buy yourself a new motorcycle, a new side-by-side, and you want to stay on top of the industry, that's the way to do it. All right, what else is kicking?
I've got one from the Blue Ribbon Coalition that there is a new proposal for a new 1 million acre national monument near the Grand Canyon that we need to be worried about. I don't know if you've heard about this one, Ed, but there's from the Blue Ribbon Coalition, the latest email that I've got is there's a major push from environmental groups, the Center for Biological Diversity, to designate over 1 million acres as a new national monument around the Grand Canyon in Arizona. It's clearly another piece of the puzzle to accomplish the 30-30 agenda and to lock Americans out of our public lands. Not only would this land grab include federal property, but it also encompasses state as well as hundreds of private property. The Grand Canyon and surrounding areas have numerous protections already in place. Ed and I have been talking about them for a while now because we've been dealing with it here in California. The Biden administration was looking at the Sierra National Forest and 1.3 or 1.7 million acres of
that
the
national monument
Sierra National Forest. They wanted to name it. What did they want to name it? The light.
Ray of light.
The ray of light or something like that for the Sierra National Forest. And right now, that would be absolutely devastating to the state of California if we lost the Sierra National Forest.
What are they going
to
do with it?
That's currently all it's currently in a lawsuit to stop the Biden administration, or not lawsuit, sorry, legislation, right?
But what's Biden want to do with it? Just make it where we can't go.
Then they got to make a plan, and then they draw a big, it's a big circle, and they say they reestablish what you can do in there, so there wouldn't be any.
Why don't they just fix
activities? Would be reduced. It's already a national forest, so you can't mine.
Just fix the border.
Yeah,
no, work on the border instead, because they wouldn't be able to take as many trees out.
Okay, my new slogan. You know, my new slogan is
fire
for this show. Vote. Vote, vote.
Yes, 100%.
In fact, I'm getting. I told my wife I found some. I ordered T-shirts, and that's all I'm going to wear.
Vote,
vote, vote. Well, because
it's true.
Nothing else is going to change, and if we don't, then they know how to get around it.
I mean, you don't want to hear my opinion. They've already kicked all the generals out. We just need to have our own revolution.
I agree.
I'm right there with it.
I agree.
I'm totally ready for a revolution.
Yep.
So with this new one, the Blue Ribbon Coalition has a very close eye on this new potential national monument near the Grand Canyon. The Grand Canyon and the surrounding areas have numerous protections already in place. These restrictions upon restrictions, a national monument will only create more restrictions to keep us, the people, from enjoying the lands. The Blue Ribbon Coalition is currently in litigation, which is a lawsuit, for the abuse of the Antiquities Act, and the possible designation of this monument would be yet another abuse of the Antiquities Act if President Biden bypasses Congress and makes the designation. So they're asking for everybody to obviously donate for the potential lawsuit that's going to come from that.
Who's running it?
Blue Ribbon Coalition.
Okay. So BlueRibbonCoalition.com?
.org. They're a nonprofit.
So I'm not familiar with the Grand Canyon's off-road opportunities.
Not
with
this
land around it.
But it's close by. So the Grand Canyon itself is a state park, right? And so you cannot off-road. You can do the donkeys down into it and back out, but you cannot take, there's no motorized recreation inside the Grand Canyon.
So you're talking about property around.
Surrounding the Grand Canyon.
So what are they messing with that for?
Oh, exactly. Because there's already rules and regulations. There's already travel management. There's already trail regulation in place for what has to happen, how it's going to be managed, what goes along with it. Right?
All right, folks, stop. Are you listening to what she is saying? This administration, I don't care if you're right, left, or indifferent. I do not care. But if you're going to sit there and you're going to allow this administration to close down the country.
Yeah.
For no apparent. Did you hear? They're allowing now. They're okay with killing American eagles.
The American eagle and the bald eagle?
Yeah.
You mean they came off the endangered species list?
Well, they just decided the windmills are way more important and they don't care. So they're authorizing people. Mm-hmm. If you see, it's just the way it is.
Yep.
You have to vote, vote, vote.
Yep. The windmills cause more damage.
Ugh.
You don't even get me started on the hydraulic oil, the material it takes to meet them. They fail more often than not.
Have you seen the oil running down the posts?
Hundreds of thousands of gallons of oil in one.
I know. And the little environmentalist, you know, Mr. John Kerry. Yeah, call him up and let's get him on radio.
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
Get on that, Ed, would you?
Yeah.
He won't talk to anybody.
I had a gentleman come into the RV store this last week, and we got talking, on at Pio Pico, having the gate closed at Pio Pico, which is Otay Mountain.
So you can't go up to
So you can't get up Wayamikamika, whatever, to get up to the top of at Doghouse Road to get to the top of Otay Mountain right there. And so he opens up his phone, and he literally scrolls through his call log, and he's like, he's got Governor Newsom's office on there. He's got the White House on there. He's got his representatives, and he's like, look, I call my people at least twice a week. I call and I ask him what they're doing, and I harass him. He told me his number's actually been blocked from Governor Newsom's office. He has call Star 67 as a restricted one because he has logical statements that he can make in regards to what they're doing.
Wouldn't he be good to have on radio?
Oh my God, it would be absolutely amazing to have him on radio. I probably had a 20-minute conversation with him in the RV store the other day, and we just went on a tyrant down.
And
this,
your next words
went down
were,
the rabbit
"How
hole.
Would you like to be on radio and discuss this stuff?"
Oh, it was a really awesome.
No, that wasn't the question.
No, it wasn't. We went on to other
you
things.
Ignored
we,
me.
I didn't ignore radio, that's for sure.
But you got to admit, it's a good idea.
It is a great idea.
Because you know what? It's your show.
Yeah.
You can do what you want, as long as Brenda doesn't freak out.
Yeah. And the higher-ups don't call.
Like I did last week.
What did you do last week with Brenda?
I don't know. It must have been the gun show.
You did it three times that day. I hit the dump button.
Not once, not twice,
three
but
times.
Three.
Yes.
Were you mad I wasn't here last week or something?
No. I was using the S-H-I word.
Oh.
I don't know why
we're
I
not,
did it.
We're not allowed to?
No,
that's
no.
One of the words that George Carlin said.
One of the
that's
seven
right.
sins.
And I like the
I
other
seven. I didn't
realize
that. I didn't know. I'm pretty sure I've said that a couple times.
No, Brendan would know.
I've heard.
I can guarantee I've said that a couple times.
I can vouch for Audrey. She said the wrong word a couple times. And I said it.
You know, I've only gotten in trouble one time. And that was for our international travelers,
right?
If you remember that.
Yeah, but that wasn't a one of the nine words that you're not allowed to say. But the thing of it is, it's so you do you know this guy? I mean, I'm serious. It'd be nice to get him in, and because it's nice to get the people's opinion.
I don't think he's local, if I remember from our conversation, because he didn't create an account. Otherwise, I would say I could look him up, because we have a new system. But no, he's from Northern California, and he was just down here visiting in town. So,
well, he filled out a repair order, so you've got his phone number.
No, he just came in to buy product, unfortunately. Oh. Yeah. So one of the other things that I want to talk about, though, when with us, because we were talking Blue Ribbon Coalition prior to going off on our little tangent. And sorry about that. I digress. But swinging us back around to the to the Blue Ribbon Coalition, which is a nonprofit. They're a national organization. They follow a lot of other stuff. We've talked about what they're working on in Moab right now, because Moab has been under attack for sound mitigation. The county has come under Moab, saying noise, you know, your off-road machines are too loud. You're causing too much dust. And it's pretty much noise is what the main complaint in town is. But Moab, one of the things that we promoted like 6 months ago was the travel management plan. It's been reviewed now for the last 4 to 6 months. They've been looking at Moab, the surrounding areas, and the trails there. Ed talked about they're looking at trails for dispersed camping and reducing dispersed camping out there, which is ridiculous because for those of us that don't, we do leave no trace and we tread lightly and we pack it in and pack it out. So you can't tell where we camped at that night before. And, you know, we stay on trail where we're supposed to go. So the trails don't look like they've been that utilized, right? So they're going through and they're doing travel management right now, and they're looking at all of those areas and they're saying whether or not they need to be closed down, and there's not very much access out there, or much usage, I should say, not access, much usage, right. So that they're going to limit the access, right? So Blue Ribbon Coalition has been in this one pretty deep, and so the other email that I got from them is that the Moab Bureau of Land Management expects to have the travel plan completed by September 30th for Moab. That means that we're nearing the end game in our fight to keep 437 miles of trails open in and around Moab. Last year, we gathered a bunch of comments and submitted them to the Bureau of Land Management, and we now have the update. The Labyrinth Rim Gemini Bridges plan near Moab will be completed by September 30th, according to the latest legal updates. This means that if they decide to close many of the popular trails in this area, that we're going to have to be prepared to file a lawsuit to keep the trails open. Yeah, so basically what it means too is we need your comments, we need your support, we need your help, we need you to speak up. You need to reach out to those in and around Moab. You need to get to their county supervisors, without their assembly members, their senators, and make them aware of what's going on and that we need to keep it open.
Make the call, make the call, make the call. Vote, vote. This ORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
All right, folks, welcome to ORC Dirt Radio. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Hey, folks, you want to get a 205 Suzuki for $3,900. It's only got 12,000 miles on it. Tons of pictures, big gas tank, low miles, no scratches, no dings, no dents. License plate's covered because he's a criminal. But you can just reach out to Ed Stovin, Stovin. What a deal. You did a good job. You haven't sold it?
No, I don't understand. It's a good price. It's a good bike. Yeah. Has a lot of nice mods. Yeah. I think it's sort of a sign that economy slowed down a little.
Did you take it and share it in like any of the other groups or the motorcycle groups, or is it just on?
Wait, did you put it on S&S Off-Road Magazine's website?
How about we talk about some off-road issues?
Okay, thank God you're back to work.
I email you guys a bunch of stuff I want to talk about, and you'd like take a left turn.
Well, if you'd have put it on the form, Oh, my God.
So a week ago was three meetings in Sacramento.
Did you
go? ROV Safety Summit. I flew up there. I sat next to Andrew Hayes for the flight.
Oh, nice.
Took an Uber to the place. There's a whole bunch of people there, probably 60 or 70 people, roughly half agency staff and half advocates. So they talked for a while. Then we broke up into what they call breakout groups. And I went to the breakout group for legislation and laws, which is one of the bigger groups. And we talked about what it would take to have legislation made to make this whole ROV thing safer. So ROV stands for recreational off-road vehicle. And what that is, that's a side-by-side, like a Razor,
Honda Talon,
Maverick,
Talon. Yeah,
I forget
Kawasaki,
the Yamaha,
KRX, Yamaha,
Turks.
Yeah, yeah. You name the manufacturer, they got one.
So they got a bunch of side-by-sides. And in recent years, there's been a lot of problems with people buying them and not really operating them appropriately, and there's been a slew of bad accidents.
Well, see, that's where Scoonies putting together a training program.
Mm-hmm. So that's really great that Scoonies is doing that, because a lot of people need training. So we discussed what we could do, and I volunteered to be sort of the group leader. So I got everybody's contact. Now, what's funny is this group had about half agency staff and half advocates, and the agency staff are not allowed to work on legislation. So I just left them all out, and I got all the contacts of the advocates. And so we're sending emails and talking, and we're working on it. And I don't know if you guys remember that last year, Audrey was promoting mandatory training for all off-road vehicle users and having it similar to the way hunters work, that you would have a tag for each type of off-road vehicle that you operate. So there'd be different training for motorcycle, ATV, side-by-sides, and maybe buggies.
Yeah.
So that's on the table. And I said, so we could either have just training for the side-by-sides or have training for all the different vehicles. And I'm not sure what's going to happen, but we're talking about it, and I would like something to take place. I took the Utah training recently, and I asked everybody in the group to take a similar training from Utah, and I didn't know that till just now that Oregon also has mandatory training, mm-hmm. and that California has mandatory boat training. So I want to take the boat training and the Oregon training and try to figure out what's working with those and what's good about them that maybe we could incorporate into ours. But what's likely to happen is if we were to get a group together and we were to run a bill that forces training, probably state parks would create the training, and or they would hire a contractor, something along those lines. I don't think us, the advocates, would have that much to do with the training. We would have something to do with it.
I mean, for providing input and maybe a layout and format, yeah, and helping to basically provide a direction for them to go. But yeah, mm-hmm. when it comes to the actual training and as it is, I'm pretty sure that that's going to be one of their agencies that's going to allow it to happen on site. And then like right now they have the nonprofit that comes in and does all the training up at Hungry Valley. I don't know why I'm blanking out on the name of it right now. I want to say it's CORF. No, that's the California Recreational Outdoor Foundation. It's not that. It's the other one.
They don't
do. It's ROAR. Because it's Juan.
Doesn't matter.
He was at this ATV safety training last year, and that's when I actually found out that they were doing that. But they don't do it at Ocotillo Wells. They mainly do it at Hungry Valley and then at North at oh my gosh, I'm blanking out on the park in Northern California that they were doing the training at as well.
Mm-hmm. Probably Prairie City.
Yeah, Prairie City. There you go. Yep. Mm-hmm. So it bummed me out that they didn't have it here and it's not offered here. And so I wanted to figure out what we can do to get more down here, and it included in down here as well. And that's one of the harder aspects, I think.
For the kids.
I don't know. We have the majority of the incidents happen and take place down here. And we don't offer and have training down here. So that's a big issue.
Well, maybe our friends at Scoonies will help that.
Well, he's working on it. He's already gotten some interest. And we'll have him. I mean, I'm going to be talking with him next week to keep this ball rolling. Because there's nothing worse than to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's avoidable, makes it even worse.
Yeah.
So And there's nothing worse than being reactive versus proactive.
You know, and why can't the manufacturers be responsible for part of it as well? I mean, you know, you look at the things, the number one thing when you look at a brand new vehicle, yeah. What's the number one upgrades you're going to do? You're going to put a 5-point harness in it and not just an over the shoulder seatbelt, because they're more preemptive. And number two, you're going to look at the roll cage. You're going to take that roll cage off and you're going to put a beefier roll cage on it, because what are the two things that happen is they roll over and people fall out. And they need the window nets, because what's the third thing that they do when they roll over? They stick their hand and their arm out to try to stop themselves.
Did you ever understand that?
It's a natural instinct.
I will say that I did spin out.
It's like when you fall, you know, you put your arm out.
I spun out a 1960 Austin Healey Bug Eyes Sprite in the rain, and I was coming up on a telephone pole. My first reaction was to stick my hand out so it wouldn't hurt my car, but I missed the pole. Thank you very much. But that's
It's just an instinct. You don't even think about
it. It's a reaction.
Put your arm out.
But you know, we need the training. I mean, if you buy a gun, you get training.
Yep.
You buy a car, you have to be trained.
Yep.
You buy a motorcycle, no, that's, well, to get a license, you got a little.
You need some training.
Let's put you in one of these beasts, as I call them, because, you know, the amount of horsepower, the amount of torque, the amount that you know, what it's actually capable of doing.
I got a non-turbo 1000 that's more than I am perfectly happy with. Yeah.
I know.
I mean, I could handle more, but see, maybe because of my age, I realize.
You don't need more.
Well, and the actions of your actions could hurt.
Yes. Yes. Ooh, the consequences of your actions can hurt.
Yeah, let me tell you. 100%. Oh, I could jump this dune. I can do this.
So I know we've only got about a minute and a half, 2 minutes left. I want to do a quick shout out. This weekend is the Idaho St. Anthony Dunes. It is the Horsepower War Showdown this weekend. I've mentioned it every so often. My neighbors big into the Horsepower Wars. They happen at Glamis. They happen in St. Anthony's.
So now we're in Oregon. Idaho?
Yeah, so right now they're up in Oregon because they go to, Oregon. No, I'm sorry, Idaho. Yes, they're in St. Anthony's in Idaho right now because they do Oregon, they do Glamis, and then Idaho. And he goes to each of them and he competes in each of them. And he just took third this time. They beat him out of second. So 2 years ago, he won first place. He won first place 2 years in a row. And then last year, he got second, and this year, he got third. So he got beat out this year, and he's
super gonna bummed. He's going to have to quit going get better.
Yes. So shout out to Kenny Stock. You did good. I'm proud of you, dude.
Well, just finishing, I think.
He's the one that took me on 127 miles per hour down the Glamis sand drags doing a wheelie.
Yeah, that would do it.
Awesome.
All right,
stuff.
Folks. Hey, join SDORC.org. SDORC.org.
Yep. Speak up. Make your comments. Yep. Moab is big right now, as well as the Grand Canyon National Monument. It's a big one right now. We need you to get involved. Speak up. Make your comment. Become a member. $25 annual membership. www.SDORC.org.
All right. SDORC.org. com radio show FM 96.1 AM 1170.org.
I know. SDRC Dirt Radio.
.org.
On The Answer.
Joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.